Hi, it's Michael Farr. Thanks for joining me here for a little bit of a market update. I haven't done one of these in a while, but neither has the market done one of these in a while. And for that, I think we can all be grateful. Trying to sort through the noise is always one of the investor's toughest jobs. How do you really decide what's important? What's going to move markets? What's real? What's transitory? And what's going to have a longer-term impact? I'm not sure that I have any very clear answers for you at the moment, but I have a few observations, and I'd like to share some of the answers that I've also been providing to CNBC and other members of the media, the Washington Post and other folks around. CBS Radio have been calling a bunch. Media are fabulous. They call almost like Pavlov's dogs. All you need is the market to go down 300 points and my phone starts ringing. If it drops, call Farr. He'll say something nice and look calm at all the right moments. And indeed, I don't panic. I know that markets do this. Over 30-plus years of doing this as a professional investor, yeah, markets do crazy things at times. This is a crazy time. If you think back to May, when President Trump came out rather out of the blue and suggested that he was going to put tariffs on everything that was coming out of Mexico, markets did something similar. They went down a whole bunch. And then within about a week, you know, they began to walk back that statement and said, well, we can work out something with Mexico. And they did. And we saw today Larry Kudlow, President's chairman of the Economic Council, president in the White House, said, you know, the president still wants to work out something. He started to walk it back some. And then he said, you know, China's in much more trouble than we are. This hurts them a lot more than it hurts us. Former Treasury Secretary Larry Summers, also I think he was president of Harvard University there for a while. Larry is an exceptionally smart person, very intelligent guy. He's also one of those guys that if you ask him how intelligent he is, he'll tell you very. But oddly, he's right. I mean, yes, he's arrogant about it, but or he's not shy, but he's right. You know, he said, I'm not sure how much, how useful it is to have an argument of whether we're better at sadism or masochism as these trade talks go, whether it's hurting us or hurting them more. I mean, whether that's really going to benefit anybody. Trade is important. And a week ago, Bob Lighthizer, who's the national U.S. trade representative and a good friend of mine for many years, and Steve Mnuchin, the Treasury Secretary, were going to China, and they went to China to try and work out some sort of a compromise, something that was more conciliatory, something to make some progress where we might bring together the U.S. and China so that there could be some sort of new accord that would emerge where these two countries could figure out how to play on the street together, perhaps without mother's supervision. Didn't work. They came back disappointed, and that's when President Trump lashed out. But what's changed in these trade negotiations, if you want to call them negotiations, over the past year or two? There's a change now. The president fired a shot, a strong shot, across China's bow in announcing he was going through with these additional tariffs. But China has answered, and China has answered loudly and in two ways. One, they've said that they allowed their currency to fall a little bit lower. That makes the Chinese yuan weaker versus the dollar and other world currencies. The other thing they did was they said they're going to stop buying U.S. agriculture. That hurts farmers in the U.S. And that's a shot right back at President Trump, who has counted on a lot of those farmers who want to sell soybeans internationally for their support. Don't underestimate the Chinese. Now, we don't want to underestimate the United States either. We've been around a pretty long while and done pretty well for ourselves. But that we've gone from a negotiation where the Secretary of State and National Trade Representative were flying over to try and work something out to where we're now taking swats at each other and meaningful swats probably doesn't bode well for markets. It will likely, should it continue, it absolutely will be a hindrance to growth. When a country lowers its currency, allows it to fall versus the rest of the world, it makes their stuff less expensive for the rest of the world to buy. We can buy Chinese stuff cheaper now. So even in spite of the tariffs, there should be a pretty good appetite from the U.S. consumer for all of those electronics and Apple iPhone parts and flat screen TVs that our consumers want to buy at very good prices. And in fact, if they make them that much cheaper, they could make them cheap enough that it'll counterbalance the tariff so that the consumer won't slow down the buying of these Chinese things. We'll see. The agriculture part seems to be more of a shot at the president than the Midwest, the good people of the Midwest, but we're not really ever sure exactly what the Chinese are thinking. What should you be thinking as an investor when you see stocks and then indices fall 1,500 points in a week? The Dow Jones has fallen over 1,500 points in a week from highs to lows. The S&P 500 fell almost 200 points, highs to lows, from over 3,000. That's all kind of a big deal. The other big deal is that the 10-year Treasury yield is now 1.73%. 1.73%. Taxable, ladies and gentlemen. You're going to pay tax on that 1.73% that you're going to get if you hold that Treasury for 10 years. And if you're scratching your head saying, why in the hell would anybody do that? I'm right there with you. Those sound like money market rates to me. And indeed, money market rates continue high. The 2-year Treasury is 1.61%. There are 12 basis points is what we call them, but 0.12%, 0.12 of 1% difference between the yield on a 2-year investment and a 10-year investment. If you tie up your money for 2 years, they'll pay you 1.6%. If you tie it up for another 8 years, you'll benefit by another 0.1%. Doesn't make a lot of sense. Needless to say, none of these things are particularly feel good. You don't all of a sudden say, oh my, the house is on fire, what should I do now? I think that wise people think about how they're going to get out of their homes before the fire hits. Wiser people may even have some fire extinguishers around saying, I know that fires happen from time to time and I want to be prepared. We have a frame house, and on the second floor at our house in Rehoboth, we have ladders, chain ladders that go out the windows on either side. It's a frame house built up on pilings. If fire ever hits us, it'll take the house down very quickly. The time to think about that ladder is not when you're smelling smoke, ladies and gentlemen. And thus, our advice to you over the past year has been to avoid the thin branches of risk, to know what you own and why you own it. Companies with good balance sheets and good cash flow survive times like this. Things that go up really fast can go down really fast. And indeed, the NASDAQ that has those wonderful FANG stocks, and we own a couple of them, but the ones we own actually have some pretty good balance sheets, they've come down more. The really boring stocks, like Pepsi, they've held in there just fine. You'd expect them to. Procter & Gamble, holding in just fine. Johnson & Johnson, market's down 800 points. Johnson & Johnson is down 0.8% when the rest of the market is down 2% and 3.5% for the NASDAQ. It has a solid balance sheet. It has a AAA rated balance sheet, which is better than the United States government, sad as that is to say. So, looking forward, turbulent markets come and go. They're never pleasant. These are the markets through which long-term investors earn their stripes and earn their money. Emotion is the foe of the long-term investor. if you react by fear and say, I've got to sell everything and I've got to raise cash and I've got to get out, you might as well start thinking about a fire extinguisher after you've smelled smoke. You have to do these things ahead of time. You have to be ready. You have to get the position, your safer position. And you have to be willing to forego some of the upside and get out of some of those riskier names ahead of time, because there are always days when it can be too late. As we look forward, I've never seen anybody really benefit by panicking. We know what we own at Farr, Miller and Washington, and we know why we own it, and we continue our deliberate, our diligent, and dogged research every day. And we're going to, our pledge to you and all of our clients is that's what we're here to do every day. That's been our commitment to you since day one when you signed up with us. We take that trust and responsibility as a sacred trust and responsibility. It is a moral responsibility that I and everyone here has to each of you. I thank you for that trust. I thank you for finding us worthy of that responsibility. We're doing what we can to uphold it, and we will continue to do that every day. So, this is a time to kind of make sure that we're gathering information. We're studying the terrain as best we can. We still don't see a recession on the horizon, but growth has just become much more difficult, much more challenging. Looks like it may stay that way for a while, and here we're getting into an election year. The Federal Reserve seems at the ready, but they don't have that much dry powder anymore unless they start quantitative easing again. And should this conflict with China become somewhat contagious? Should it become worse? Should it metastasize? Federal Reserve might go back to that. But let's not be too doom and gloom here. Markets are still up 14% so far this year. It's not a bad year we've had in a few six, 7 months. Not a bad year in 7 months. Still positive returns. I think we'll likely end the year on a good positive note. The political rhetoric is distracting. It's upsetting to many of us. Our hearts go out to the families of these shooting victims, these senseless mass murders. I can't imagine the cowardice, and I can't imagine sort of the warped minds that perpetrate such things and find some cause to justify such abhorrent action. I'm grateful that those are not my issues to sort out, and that I am limited as best I can be to trying to help people with their finances and their investments and work and navigate through the labyrinth of the financial world and future. I'm grateful to be able to spend this time with you. I'm grateful for your trust and confidence. We'll be back and with some updates here as we see fit. But stay the course. We are long-term investors, and all long-term investors know that there are highs and lows, and there's always something a little bit different that unsettles you and unseats you in a different way each time. And the long memory and the gray hair really do help mitigate the amount of antacid that I have to go through on a daily basis. If we can help you in any way, think about your portfolio, your investments, please give us a call at Farr, Miller & Washington. I have the most talented, remarkable group of people here who absolutely care and are happy to lend you their ears and expertise to help make your lives a little bit better. In Washington, D.C., thanks again. Hope you'll listen again, and I hope this helps. I'm Michael Farr.
You're listening to Farrcast.
Thank you for listening to tonight's special summer Farr Flash edition of the Farrcast. We are looking forward to our third season of the Farrcast coming to you soon. We'd like to remind you that if you think you have heard a recommendation to buy or sell any security on the show today, you haven't. The Farrcast is for informational purposes only and should not be considered legal or financial advice. Before you make any investment decision, we strongly recommend you speak with an investment professional. And as Michael said, if we can be of any assistance at Farr Miller in Washington, please give us a call at 202-530-5600 or email at invest@farrmiller.com, and one of our investment professionals will be glad to help. From all of us at the Farrcast and Farr Miller in Washington, thanks for joining us. Have a great summer. The Farrcast, Wall Street, Washington, and the world.